Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with The World News. The headlines. New Delhi stresses peace and tranquility in border areas essential for stronger ties with China, reiterates Arunachal Pradesh is integral part of India. POJK protests to go global from Thursday, with calls for worldwide rallies to expose state-sponsored terrorism by Pakistan. Death toll from yesterday's powerful earthquake in western Colombia crosses 200. Syrian court sentences ousted former President Bashar al-Assad to death for crimes against humanity. And NASA invites ISRO to join its ambitious moon-based program under Artemis Accords. India today reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable and integral part of India and nothing can change this indisputable reality. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ardhir Jaiswal said, in matters relating to the border areas between India and China, New Delhi always emphasized that the maintenance of peace and tranquility in these areas is of utmost importance for the overall development of bilateral relations with China. The spokesperson said, this was also reiterated at the recently held 36th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination, that is WMCC, on India-China Border Affairs.
India-China Border Affairs, which was held on 6th. At this meeting, the two sides engaged in frank discussions and reviewed the situation along the line of actual control. The Indian side again underlined that maintaining peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential for the overall development of bilateral relations. It was agreed to continue to use existing mechanisms, diplomatic and military channels, including the WMCC, local commander-level meetings, and other agreed mechanisms to resolve outstanding issues and avoid misunderstandings and miscalculation along the line of actual control.
Replying to another query, Mr. Jaiswal highlighted the human rights violations being committed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and other parts of the neighboring country.
In the last several months, we have seen that during the elections and before that also, large-scale protests were held in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Public discontent were answered with bullets and blackouts and repression and oppression, and more than 90 people have been killed and many more have been injured. This has made news across the world. There have been grave violations of human rights, and I think it is time that the international community take note of what's happening there and hold that country responsible for its atrocities.
Protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK are set to go global from August the 13th to expose state-sponsored terror by the Pakistani establishment. A report.
The Awami Action Committee has urged Kashmiris across the world to hold rallies and draw international attention to the deadly force being used by the Pakistani establishment against the people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. The Awami Action Committee has also decided to observe 14th of August as a Black Day, coinciding with Pakistan's Independence Day. Protests have been continuing for more than 2 months in the region, leading to the death of several people and injuries to over 500 others. Concerns have also grown over reports of forced disappearances in the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. The Awami Action Committee said demonstrations are being planned outside Pakistani embassies and diplomatic missions in several countries. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Baloch leader Mir Yar Baloch has urged the international community to recognize the independence of Balochistan and slammed Pakistan for its ongoing repression at the hands of the Pakistani establishment. In a social media post, he said, the 6 crore people of Balochistan celebrate their National Independence Day every year on the 11th of August. He said, today people of Balochistan have reached a stage where they do not merely celebrate their independence, but demand from the world that the independence of Balochistan be recognized legally, politically, diplomatically and morally. Mir Yar Baloch claimed that more than 50,000 Baloch are still enduring inhuman atrocities in Pakistan's torture cells. In his post, he urged member states of the United Nations, ASEAN, the African Union, the OIC and Europe to break their silence. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck western Colombia yesterday has crossed 200. Citing local authorities, media reported that more than 200 people were killed and over 3,000 people are still missing. The death toll is expected to rise further as many are fear trapped under the rubble. Search and rescue operations are underway in western Colombia. The majority of the deaths were concentrated in the western city of Cali, Pereira, Manizales and Quito. where more than 100 buildings have collapsed. The 7.4 magnitude earthquake is one of the strongest to hit the South American country in decades. Colombia has officially recognized Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Syrian Golan Heights, joining the United States as the only other country to formally recognize Israel's annexation of the territory. In a statement, Colombia's foreign ministry said the decision was taken against the backdrop of continued instability in the Middle East and what it described as the strategic importance of the Golan Heights to Israeli's security. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and several former officials have been sentenced to death by a Syrian court for crimes, including crimes against humanity, premeditated murder and torture. According to Syria's state news agency, Judge Fakhr al-Din al-Aren said, Assad was convicted for his role as the country's highest decision-maker and for ordering state institutions to carry out the violations. Assad's cousin, Atif Najib, and several other former officials were also handed death sentences. Assad's government collapsed on December 8, 2024, following a 12-day offensive led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, and allied militant groups. Assad and his family subsequently fled to Moscow after his government collapsed in Syria. Lebanon's parliament today abolished the death penalty, making it the first country in the Arab world to replace the sentencing with life imprisonment with aggravated hard labor. A majority of Lebanon's 128-member parliament voted in favor of ending the death penalty, with the exception of the parliamentary bloc of Hezbollah. Justice Minister Adil Nasser, who was in parliament, called it a historic step for the country. Rights groups that had called for formalizing the moratorium or ending the death penalty altogether have also celebrated the vote. At least 9 people have been killed and dozens injured in Russian overnight attacks over Ukraine. According to regional governor Ivan Fedorov, 6 people were killed and 19 injured in Zaporizhia. He said rockets and guided aerial bombs were used in the attacks. In the Dnipropetrovsk region, 3 people were killed and 5 injured in Russian drone and artillery strikes. In Kyiv, Mayor Vitalia Klitschko said the capital came under a ballistic attack. Emergency services reported a warehouse fire and 1 person injured. U.S. space agency NASA has invited Indian space research organization ISRO to join its moon-based program, building on the two countries' partnership under the Artemis Accords. India and U.S. have agreed to advance discussions for cooperation on open scientific data sharing under the accords. The 9th meeting of the India-U.S. Civil Space Joint Working Group was hosted by India on the 5th and 6th of this month at the ISRO headquarters in Bengaluru. During their address at the event, ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan and U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore highlighted the significance of further strengthening the bilateral space cooperation. Hungary's parliament today elected former Supreme Court Chief Andrés Baca as the country's next president. Baca, who will serve in the largely ceremonial role, was elected with the support of members of the governing center-right Tizza party. In Canadian Open tennis, 19th seed Luciano Darderi of Italy will face 28th seed Brandon Nakashima of the United States in the men's singles quarterfinal in Montreal tonight. In the other quarterfinal, Spain's 20th seed Rafael Hodar will take on 18th seed Arthur Fritz of France later tonight. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi stresses peace and tranquility in border areas essential for stronger ties with China. Reiterates Arunachal Pradesh is integral part of India. POJK protests to go global from Thursday, with calls for worldwide rallies to expose state-sponsored terrorism by Pakistan. Death toll from yesterday's powerful earthquake in western Colombia crosses 200. Syrian court sentences ousted former President Bashar al-Assad to death for crimes against humanity. And NASA invites ISRO to join its ambitious moon-based program under Artemis Accords. And with that, we conclude tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.